Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masses.
Welcome to the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Harmer. I'm here with my brother, Doug, and our co-host, Clinton and Eric. How's everyone doing tonight?
Good.
Doing good.
Sweet. So we'll be doing the WWE Draft Recap 1 and preview Night 2 a little bit. Before we get into that, Doug, you want to get some plugs out of the way?
Sure. Now, for those of you that tune in to listen to us talk action movies, I believe that's being done next week, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, next Sunday, Top Tier will be back in its regular scheduled time to do a tier list of action movies. Listen to Boxman and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday and Friday night, mixler.com/dirtsheetdudes, usually around 10 o'clock Eastern time. They can find, found on all major podcast platforms, Stitcher, Spreaker, iHeartRadio. Listen to us on Friday nights, 8 o'clock Eastern time for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. This Friday is going to be a show retrospective, and I'm going to reveal the four poll options to you right now. We're going to put a poll up. It's probably going to go up right after this show is over with. We're going to be doing a show retrospective, and your options will be WCW's Halloween Havoc 1998, WCW's Halloween Havoc 1995, WWF No Mercy 2000, and WWF In Your House number 4, The Great White North from October of 1995. Those are shows that are that have some significance to them. Halloween Havoc 1998 is best remembered for the Hogan Warrior rematch debacle. Halloween Havoc, Halloween Havoc 1995 is best remembered for the Hogan Giant Monster Sumo Monster Truck match, where they threw the Giant off of the top of Cobalt Hall, and then 45 minutes later he came back out to wrestle. No Mercy 2000, best remembered for Kurt Angle winning his first WWF title. And In Your House number 4, The Great White North, probably best remembered for the fact it was supposed to be Dean Douglas versus Shawn Michaels for the Intercontinental title. However, Shawn Michaels could not compete, air quotes, because he got his ass beat by Marines in a bar in Syracuse.
Oh, wow.
So, four significant shows. It's going to be fun no matter which one we do. So, listen for that listen for that this upcoming Friday, and make sure to watch out for the polls. We're going to put them on Twitter. We're going to put them on Facebook. All right. This Wednesday, 6 o'clock Eastern time, the NFL Hard Hits show. There's going to be a lot to get into. It's going to be Eric Klinith and I. Into the action for week 5. We're going to preview week 6. A lot of stuff going on, so listen for that. 2 weeks from today, instead of the Top Tier podcast, because our leader, our host with the most, will be on a weekend excursion in Buffalo, getting drunk off his ass for his birthday. We will be doing a special top 10 countdown. We will be counting down the top 10 greatest cartoons of all time. I've already gotten, I think we're at like 210 lists now.
Wow.
So I'm going to be, I'll be tallying them up soon. Eric is probably going to help me.
Yep, of course.
That's my plan. And then we're going to tally them up and we're going to count them down in 2 weeks. All right.
Yep.
That's enough rambling on. Why are we here?
I'm a Jeopardy.
Jeopardy, we're probably not going to do one on this Tuesday, but we'll probably do one next Tuesday.
Okay.
All right, so while we're here, the meat and potatoes, boys. WWE has had another incarnation of their draft, at least night one, which happened on Friday during SmackDown.
Which, there's a lot to get into, because there's a lot I don't fucking agree with.
Yeah. Well, first, before we get started, do you think there needs to be a draft at this point in time, Doug?
I liked it better when they did, like, back years ago, when they did that draft lottery, when they had the guys from the brands go at it in matches.
Yeah.
And then if you win, you got to pick.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I like it that way better.
That was better. Now, the first 2 years that they did it were kind of overshadowed by because Vince McMahon decided to overshadow it. The 1 year, they blew up his limo. And the next year, they had stage fall on top of him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he ruined it those first 2 years. But I like the way he did that.
Yeah.
Because that actually made it worth something. You don't need to do a redraft. The NFL doesn't draft the same guys every year.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, in fantasy football we do. But they don't draft the same guys. WWE is basically drafting the same guys. So go back to the way of the lottery. I don't know if you guys agree with me or not. I'm kind of interested to hear Clint's take.
Oh, I totally agree with you with this one. I 110% agree with you with this. Because after watching SmackDown, I was really upset about it. And I'm not sure if anybody saw, like, Talking Smack when they did the final draft picks.
The fifth
round.
Night
one. Oh, yeah, the fifth round. They did the final draft picks on top of Smack Saturday morning or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and it was just to me, it's just totally prophetic. I mean, having it where they did it before, everybody come in. And I like the draft lottery. You have people fight it out. And I think it'll probably build up better if they would have waited like a month to build up Raw versus SmackDown towards Survivor Series if they do a drip lottery beforehand.
NXT too.
Right. I mean, that would make more sense.
Oh, I always thought another thing to where instead of bringing NXT guys out like throughout the year, you get a batch of like 10, like the top 10 prospects, and then you draft them between the two shows.
I mean, that would have been another good idea, but the problem is that, like, then you have to go back to rebuilding that brand.
NXT, yeah. Well, that's the point, though, right?
Yeah, but also, to the fact that they have a two-hour show to film on USA now.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the idea.
Yeah, I do, too.
I mean, but yeah, like, either that idea or the draft lottery would have worked. Don't redraft the same guys.
But they did, so here we are. Let's get into the first pick. I would have to find Raw. So Raw gets Drew McIntyre, which isn't that exciting since he's already on Raw.
Right.
Yeah.
And then SmackDown got Roman.
Right. Clintus, do you think it's good
thing
that McIntyre stays on Raw and Roman stays on SmackDown?
Yes. I don't think you just had both titles last year change hands to the different shows. You don't need to be flip-flopping your major titles every year to different shows.
Yep.
Now,
that's one though.
He said that. That's going to bring up an interesting point when we get to round four. Okay. I don't know if any...
I know exactly. Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about, and I think it's it was a dead getaway in round three, too. That was going to happen.
Right.
Right.
I know what you're talking about now.
So yeah, that, I mean, I don't know if there's too much to touch on there. I like McIntyre on Raw, and I think what Roman Reigns is doing on SmackDown is kind of special.
Right.
So there's not any need.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are the two faces of the respective brands. They now, should stay that way.
Now, here's the thing. The way they're going to build up Hell in a Cell, all right, already we know that Jey Uso is going to take on Roman Reigns at Hell in a Cell in a I Quit match, right?
Yeah.
Now, they saw it Hell in a Cell, which makes it better.
No. Are they going to go into – so that means there's going to be four matches.
It's an end cell. It's going to be three matches inside Hell in a Cell. The Roman Reigns Jey Uso match will be I Quit inside Hell in a Cell.
So you got in the cell.
All right, yes, and then
the Hell in a Cell match.
McIntyre and then Sasha and Bayley. Right? I thought there was another one. Or am I wrong?
No, it was just three.
Okay.
What's the other one besides Sasha and Bayley?
McIntyre and Randy.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Three programs to go with
inside Hell in a Cell, yeah, probably. I mean, Sasha and Bayley's kind of rushed because they only turned Sasha like a month ago,
yeah,
and they didn't even turn Sasha, they just had Bayley beat the shit out of her.
I mean, it's sad, but
yeah,
it's,
and they should have waited.
I don't really think it's rushed, to tell you the truth. I think it was a boiling point, but they just timed it wrong of Sus. The heel turn. They guess they couldn't figure out who do they want to become face in this so-called rivalry. Because we all knew it was coming. First, they had to get the titles off of both Sasha.
Yeah. They've been trying to do it for years.
And here, I didn't. I'm not a big fan of it happening, to tell you the truth. It was like we saw it in NXT. They had an amazing match. And if you really think about it, in the four horsewoman between Sasha, Charlotte, Becky Lynch, and Bayley, this is Sasha's. They all main evented each other inside Hell in a Cell with Sasha facing off against all three of them. So far, Sasha is 0-2. Hopefully, you don't think it's going to happen that Bayley somehow gets lucky inside Hell in a Cell. And.
I'm going to kind of put a theory to that in a bit once we get to, you know, Sasha being drafted.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So Raw picks Asuka, which makes sense. She's the Raw Women's Champion.
Right. And then SmackDown goes with
Seth Rollins.
With Man Bun. Why didn't they go with their SmackDown Women's Champion? Why didn't they go with Bayley? Should I get into my theory now? Or should I wait until we get to Sasha's pick?
I'm not sure Bayley was on card to be drafted Friday night.
Oh, was she not eligible Friday night?
I don't think she was eligible to get drafted Friday night, or she would have.
Okay.
I thought I saw her in a picture.
Well, I think she's eligible. I know she's eligible, obviously, now to be drafted tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Dan.
So, do we have any strong opinions about Seth Rollins, Eric, going to SmackDown?
I think it's a change of scenery, a change of show. I think he wore his time on Raw. I think SmackDown will be somewhat a good place for him. I could see him and Rollins reuniting with Paul Heyman, managing them.
I don't like the fact that I don't have a problem with Rollins going to SmackDown. I do have a problem with the Mysterios going to SmackDown. Because this fucking thing needs to end.
Yeah.
It's been 5 months. And by the way, it's been 5 months of Monday Night Man Bun going over.
Well, no, they...
No, the Mysterios... Here's the thing. Rollins has not done a clean job for any one of them yet. If the Mysterios have gotten a win, it's because they've beaten Murphy.
Yeah.
So this idiot, this guy who thinks he's fucking Jesus, you know, has done nothing but torture this fucking family, and it's been to be honest with you, I'm tired of watching it because now they have to do this thing now to where they're making it look like Murphy is fucking a 19-year-old. So, no, and this would have been the perfect opportunity to end the goddamn thing.
Yeah.
End the feud, keep them on different shows, but no. This thing, I am getting so sick of this feud. I mean, if the Mysterios can finally beat Man Bun.
What, that tag match at Payback, they pinned Murphy?
Yeah. So, I'm just getting sick of this idiot going. I get it. Dominic is still green and all that. But
he looks pretty good for being green, though.
Yeah, I mean, what I mean by that is he's a rookie.
Yeah.
All right, and Seth Rollins is established and, you know, bullshit, but no. End the goddamn thing. Let the Mysterios finally get their, you know, get their payoff. And let it be over with. And let him go and massage Becky Lynch's feet until it's time for her to have her baby in December.
To cap off round one, the Hurt Business stays on Raw. That makes sense, right?
It makes perfect sense. And they're actually being built right, but the issue is that they should just be clear heels. They should not have picked a fight with another heel stable in Retribution.
No.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, are they heels? Because, I mean, I don't watch Raw or SmackDown much, but I heard that they were feuding with Retribution.
Right, and funny thing is that, like, their heels when they're going against Apollo Crews and Ricochet, but their baby face is going against Retribution. Although, to be honest with you, I like the Retribution guys a hell of a lot more than I like these guys.
I don't. Retribution's stupid.
No, gimmick is stupid. The guys in the, well, the guys and girl, because I'm pretty sure Mercedes Martinez is getting shipped back over to NXT.
Why?
I don't know. Something happened. But the guys involved in Retribution, I like Dominik Dijakovic or T-Bar.
Yeah.
Me and him is awesome in the ring. And she could be a good promo when she wants to be.
Yeah.
Mustafa Ali is one of the more underrated performers. And Shane Thorne was never given a fair shake. And Dio Madden was pretty good on commentary until they decided, okay, you know, he actually decided, he's just like, I don't want to be on commentary, I'm a better wrestler. And he looks pretty fucking freaky in that mask and the dreadlocks and shit. So the look, like these guys are could be stars. The gimmick is just dumb. Yeah.
Dijakovic looks like fucking Bane.
Well, if you want to talk about Retribution, it reminds me, to me, it's more like the Next is all over again.
Yeah, but like not good.
They're that's the problem.
They're trying
to recreate the Nexus. That's never going to happen.
No. And to me, the Hurt Business is actually one of the more entertaining parts of Raw. They have done good work as heels.
And the thing is that you're building Bobby Lashley up as this unstoppable monster, and yet he's getting his ass beat.
He's still being built up, and Shelton Benjamin's finally doing something. And MVP, oh my God, you know, he's had a breakdown.
And what about Cedric Alexander, too? I mean, he hasn't been on TV in a couple of weeks, but...
Enjoy them, yeah. And MVP, I don't know if anyone ever, if you would have told me this time last year that MVP would be one of the top guys on Raw, I'd probably laugh.
Right, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
MVP is great as a manager.
He is.
He does not need to really get in the ring.
No, but what he does, he can hold his own a bit. Like, he's not a bad
worker. He could still go, but I'd rather see him as a manager.
Yeah, him next to Bobby.
Yeah.
This is the best Bobby
song. Exactly.
After all the Lana shit and the stupid Sami Zayn programs, and this is the best he's looked since returning to WWE.
Because he needs to be a monster heel.
Yeah.
Yep.
if he's not a monster heel, then what's the point?
There isn't one. All right, so let's cut to round two. Eric, what do you think about AJ Styles going to Raw?
I think... wasn't he drafted to Raw last year? And then
he
went back to SmackDown?
Well, he came back to SmackDown to get away from...
Yeah, now Heyman's on SmackDown.
Right.
So that's why this makes sense to me.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the right brand for him. I think...
Now, here's the thing. This is perfect for him if they're going to keep the title on Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, he could be a good heel.
Because if they keep the title on Drew McIntyre, AJ's another heel for him to work with.
Who's the U.S. champion?
U.S. champion.
I think AJ can work with anybody, so Raw, SmackDown, it doesn't matter. I know he doesn't like Paul Heyman, though, so I figure that's the reason.
Right.
Now, Sasha Banks stays on SmackDown. Clint, do you think that's a good move?
Oh, yeah. I was hoping that she'll stay on SmackDown. I mean, there's really no point. Because I don't see no reason why for her to go to Raw. To tell you the truth, if you ask me, comparing to Raw and SmackDown, SmackDown's a much better show. I think
it is
better though. From what we see.
From what we're able to watch, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you have a thing on Sasha Banks?
Yes. Now, I mean, it kind of got, Chris kind of kiboshed it when he said that Bayley wasn't eligible to be drafted.
Yeah.
But do you think the fact that Sasha was drafted in round two, as high as she was, maybe they are going to put the title on her? Well, first of all, Bayley's held the damn thing except for a 5-day period when she didn't hold it last year in October.
What?
Charlotte held it for like 5 days, and then Bayley won it on the first night of last year's draft. So basically, Bayley has held the SmackDown Women's title for what? Over, it's got to be close to 500 days, right?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
So do you think it's time for Sasha to get it, or at least somebody to?
Bayley's been awesome too, though.
I'm not saying she hasn't been, and we know how Eric feels about it. Eric fucked up our booking the other day, in favor of Bayley.
I love Bayley.
Yeah. Fucked up our booking plans.
Sorry.
But, I mean, I personally think they're going to take the time. I almost am starting to think that Bayley's going to get drafted to Raw tomorrow night.
Yeah. I was about to say that.
Because if you look at it, we're going to go down. SmackDown's also got Bianca Belair.
Yeah.
Bianca, depending on, what they decide to do with her. I mean, she's kind of a baby face, but she can be a heel.
Yeah.
Because she's that full of herself.
She is.
Her and Sasha would be a good
new. Program could be Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair for the SmackDown Women's title.
Yeah.
And then Asuka and Bayley.
Right, exactly.
Raw gets Naomi.
And we haven't really had an Asuka Bayley feud, have we?
Yeah, I mean, they wrestled at the last pay-per-view, right? Well, not the last
one. Wrestled SummerSlam.
They wrestled at the Gold Rush, but that's just basically because they needed Bayley to have something to do.
Well, and then you had her. Well, you did have the whole Asuka taking on both the role models.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not like, Bayley and Asuka did kind of feud.
It was just with other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got any thoughts on Naomi going to Raw? They haven't really done much with it.
No, she's coming back from surgery.
Yeah.
And to me, I think that was more of a surprising move to anything like that.
Right, because obviously Jimmy's going to stay on SmackDown because they're not splitting up Jimmy and Jay.
It better not be.
They split up enough good tag teams, damn it.
Well, and technically, isn't it like you can't split up a husband and wife, can you? I mean, Vince has.
He has multiple times.
Right, but then he has to fix it in the end. Because they're just like, no, we can't be away from... Because, like, I know he did it to Moxley or to Ambrose and Renee, you know, back years ago. But then that's when she's just like, no, I got to be with him. We just got married.
Yeah.
I could see them messing it up and trading Naomi for somebody on SmackDown.
What about the equivalent of you and me, Doug? Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler staying on Raw?
Well, technically, they could go wherever the hell they want as long as they're the Raw women's, as long as they're the tag champions.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's really no surprise, though, to be honest with you.
All right. Well, let's go to round three then. Clintus, what are your thoughts on Ricochet staying on Raw?
Well, I kind of enjoy it. I mean, Ricochet is a good wrestler. If you really want to, and I think Raw is more like it's starting to turn into like a B show. Like you're going to develop the young talents to be able to star on SmackDown on Fox. I think that's one reason why Fox got that deal because Fox really wants to be like that A brand show, and they're starting to trying to build that around it.
Yeah.
True.
That's a good point.
Eric, there's not really much surprises with Jay staying on SmackDown, right?
No, because he's feuding with Rollins right now, so that makes more sense.
Yeah.
I mean Reigns. What did I say?
With Reigns. I mean the only way to move him to Raw is if like to kind of give like just like the whole or like kind of make people think that he's going to win the title at Hell in a Cell.
So to
keep people guessing. It would be like if they decided, okay, well, we're going to move Randy to SmackDown.
Yeah.
Which
they
would not
do that one year.
They did that, but
I wouldn't either.
What I think?
Jay's been really good lately, by the way.
Yeah,
to me, he's really stood out.
Right, and here's the thing: I think a lot of people always looked at him as the weaker Uso brother.
Yeah,
and a lot of that has to do with the fact that he's kind of like there. You know, Jimmy's the one that's married to Naomi. Jimmy's the one that's been on Total Divas and all that shit.
Yeah. But Jay's proven himself with this story with Reigns.
Yeah.
To me, that's been one of the better parts of SmackDown.
Right.
Really, I always hate Jay better.
Yeah. Well, if you really think about the draft, how they did it this year and compared to last year, they totally ruined the whole pay-per-view setup compared to what they're doing this year. Because once you had the results, you all know that cross brand superstars from both brands, who's going to win out? Because I think you have Raw versus SmackDown, everybody else going into Hell in a Cell. This year, I think they're trying to build up a story going into it. And I think with Seth Rollins, and you have, and then you also have the Mysterio staying with it. So they want to be able to like continue it. Even though back in the day, Hell in a Cell was more like a structure to end pure in it all. Now it's its own show. like, if you can make Hell in a Cell, like, what TNA Impact Wrestling does with Lethal Lockdown, and have every match inside Hell in a Cell in its own unique way, and they can probably do it.
Yeah, but every match can be, like, straight Hell
inside.
In a Cell.
Yeah, be like a table match or a ladder.
Right. Something like that. I mean, because I get how they're doing I Quit inside Hell in a Cell, which I actually like.
Yeah, I think that could be cool.
Yeah.
If they do it right.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Doug. Mandy Rose goes to Raw.
Duh. Because she was just traded over there 2 weeks ago, which is why a draft like this does not make sense.
When they're making trades.
When they just fucking traded her 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden now
she's too wrong or she's SmackDown.
Or like if they would have put her all the way back to over on SmackDown, one, that would make Miz look like more of an idiot than we already know him to be. But it's just like, so of course she's going to stay on SmackDown. Of course she's going to stay on Raw. She just got there.
Yeah.
So now her and Otis are done, right? Pretty much. That storyline.
It has to be. Which makes no fucking sense. I mean, once we get done talking about the Mysterios, then we could talk about, you know, Fred and Barney getting drafted over to Raw.
Oh, yeah.
Fred, Marty, Bert, and Ernie, whatever you want to call them.
That sucks, though, right? Because Mandy and Otis were entertaining together. Probably some of the best stuff she's been a part of.
Right, and now Otis is going to be lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
Because, as we're going to talk about with round five, now, if you do not find round five, I know exactly, like, who all got drafted in the round.
Yeah, I have round five on my laptop, so.
Okay, cool.
Kenneth and I are prepared.
Co-op to you guys.
But, like, here, Otis's girlfriend gets drafted to Raw. Otis's partner gets drafted to Raw. Even the fuckers Otis are feuding with get drafted to Raw. What the fuck?
And he still has money in the bank, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Do you think that's to get him doing something different and get him ready for that main event role?
What the hell? What are they going to have him do? What are they going to have him do? Him start jumping around?
Well, as much as I like Otis, he's not going to become the WWE champion this year. There's no fucking way he's beating Roman Reigns. No.
Or Drew McIntyre if he.
I don't know if they're going to try to turn him into a more serious character or what they're going to help. What the hell they're going to do with him?
Yeah. Okay. Dominic and Rey Mysterio headed over to SmackDown. What do we think about that, Clint?
I mean, I saw it coming once I saw Seth Rollins got drafted to SmackDown. You kind of figured they're going to find a way to continue these feuds, whoever going to buy what shows. Like last year when they did the draft, I think it was more like we just got the Fox. Let's do the draft, split everybody up, and then we'll make brand new storylines right after the pay-per-view. This time around, they want to continue what they're doing with storylines. So, I'm not surprised of it. They want to keep the storylines and not want to build anything fresh, even though they should.
Look,
like I
gave
before, if you want to do it
earlier. I gave my
thing
another.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you. I mean, I knew it was going to happen because WWE is just not at all. Vince is going to keep doing what Vince is going to do.
Right. I mean, and thanks. Like, this, it needs to end.
I'm not mad at them going to SmackDown though, or Rollins going to SmackDown if they keep the, if they end the feud soon. Because it gives them new, it gives them new different guys to work with.
Right. But the thing is that if they just, if they keep the feud going, like if the feud keeps going till like the end of the year, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's going to, because I'm pretty sure Seth is going to take time off in December.
Yeah. Well, and I think him and Murphy are breaking up.
Right. Well, I mean, well, Murphy's going to SmackDown though too. Which
well,
we'll get
I do know Seth Rollins, because I was planning on taking all time off for Becky Lynch.
Yeah. So, and I think Dominik and Rey are probably going to start doing tag team more. Now, speaking of tag teams, one of the greatest tag teams to ever walk this planet is headed to Raw. The Miz and John Morrison. What do you think, Eric?
They're heading back to Raw. I think they need to be broken up.
I disagree.
I wouldn't even call them one of the greatest tag teams.
Because they are acquitted.
I like to see them feud together.
I don't think they're not one of the top tag teams. I mean, they had their strong run back in, like, the Ruthless Aggression era. But besides that, all they're doing now is just being made of a joke. They got back together to be made like comedy acts. They're not really doing anything wrong. They had to
gotta be careful though, or else the head honcho here might try to end your contract.
I do control the phone line.
That's just my opinion. Oh wow.
No, I'm just kidding. The Miz and Morrison, yeah, I mean lately they're not like a top premier tag. I think they've done good stuff though. The feud with Braun was entertaining.
The feud with Braun was somewhat entertaining when they were involved in the tag team deal with the Usos and the New Day.
Yeah, that was great.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
And this whole thing with all where they're trying to win the Money in the Bank briefcase in the courtroom. Which is great.
It's kind of smart too though.
It's smart because they know they can't beat them.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I mean, how much do you want to bet that this is just making the old school guys just want to just fucking put their hands for their TVs right now? Because it's just like, this is like a way that they're breaking kayfabe.
Yeah.
Like, because they're not trying to win something in the ring. Miz is trying to win it for a loss.
Yeah, but it's the same thing as DBS buying the belt off Andre back in the day, you know?
Well, it's a more updated version of that, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. The old-timers can piss off.
I mean, I think it's funny. First of all, I just want to see Otis in court.
Yeah.
Well, have Otis in
court.
Kind of like Judge Judy or something.
All right, to kind of put a pin on this, let's move on to round four. Clintus, I'm going to start with you again, and we're going to talk about a tag team that I think you like a lot better. What are your thoughts on the New Day breaking up? Big E goes to SmackDown, and Kofi and Xavier are going to Raw. With the SmackDown.
I'm more shocked than anything else. I mean, everybody knew. I mean, I know everybody's looking forward to seeing Big E with a single run once Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods went down. Everybody's all hyped about the whole single run. And then you allow them to come back to win the tag team titles, and then you're just going to break them up. It's just totally ridiculous. I mean...
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Well, but then again, you do realize that When the New Day were the tag team titles, they was always using the Freebird rule, meaning all three of them were defending the tag team titles.
Yeah.
That's the only reason they stopped using the Freebird rule once Kofi Kingston won the WWE championship. Or the WWE champion. kind of stopped him from using the Freebird rule. And I guess maybe in a way it's kind of going to allow him to stop using the Freebird rule for a while. That's why they do it. But then again, it's just no point. I mean, if you listen to their podcast, they never wanted to break up. Everybody said everybody thought they were, and now it finally happens.
Kind of anticlimactic, too, though, right? I mean, there's so many ways, especially I know we were all booking it in our head with Kofi winning the title at WrestleMania. Everyone thought the New Day would fuck him over or something like that.
Right.
To break him up in a draft, I get that's why they do things like this, and I know they broke up Heavy Machinery, too, but they're definitely not as successful.
The Lucha House Party.
Yes, but those are two not as successful teams as the New Day. I think we could actually agree, at least I hope we can, that the New Day would probably be at least top 20 of all time.
Yeah.
For what they've achieved.
I agree with that. I'd say top 15.
This way, it doesn't make much sense. There's so many ways you could have done that. I know they want Big E to be the star, and I think that's right. I think Big E could be a star. But I think there was
bad time.
Yeah, the timing was bad.
Right. But also now,
that
too,
means they're going to drop it.
Means the Street Profits are going to SmackDown, right?
Yeah.
SmackDown Tag Team Champions are going to Raw. Wouldn't that just mean you're just going to switch belts?
I don't know. Or they lose.
You will think so.
Also, Bianca Belair, by the way, happens to be married to Montez Ford.
Right.
And that goes to my point earlier, is that you can't split up couples.
Yeah, but they did it to Matt Lita.
Right.
Lita was like, was having her own problems. If you really want to put that, you want to sit there and say, man, Lita was having her own problems behind the scenes.
That's another show for another day, to be honest.
Not in 2002.
Yeah,
not to be drafted on different shows. And that gave him the idea to draft him to different shows.
Well, no, they weren't drafted. They were drafted together at some point, but then they had nothing for Matt on Raw. Lita was hurt anyway.
Yeah.
So that's why they switched Matt.
Lita just had a fair way. Hey, it's just basically that's what happened. That's just spelled out on television.
Right. But no, I mean, this is basically a dead giveaway to me. And obviously, I think Clinton agrees. Is that the Street Profits are going to SmackDown.
If the SmackDown Tag Team Championship, if they don't switch the belts, and they have the SmackDown Tag Team Championships on Raw, and the Raw Tag Team Championships on SmackDown, I'm no longer watching wrestling. And this shit is getting shut down. That would be the stupidest shit I've ever seen.
They're going to have to do something. Because obviously, like, they're not just going to be like, okay, Street Profits are going to Street Profits to the SmackDown. So New Day has to come out and say, oh, yeah, you're not going to take these back to SmackDown with you. Can we keep the red belts?
Yeah, because it's not like the universal title where you can just change the fucking color. It's literally in the name.
Yeah. So they have to figure something out.
I'm sure they will.
Aren't New Day defending their titles next week?
Yeah.
No, New Day's not. New Day's in a six-man.
Okay, so no.
Is Kofi and Xavier drop the SmackDown tag titles? No, they can't because it's a six-man tag next week. All right, never mind.
Oh.
Dana Brooke goes, I'm sure none of us really had too much on that. I don't really think much of Dana Brooke.
She just got there with Mandy.
Yeah, so that's cool. Otis stays on SmackDown. Angel Garza stays on Raw, right?
Yeah.
So nothing exciting
there.
I mean,
he's hurt right now anyway.
Yeah. So that's an exciting way to end the show, right? Angel Garza is the last pick.
Yeah, I mean, well, here's the thing. And obviously, I think that means they're going to split up the tag team with him and Andrade.
Yeah. Well, they were kind of feuding anyway, right?
Yeah. And, you know, we gave our thoughts on the whole Otis deal. Otis getting moved over to SmackDown, and obviously everybody he's involved with, including his rivals, get moved over to Raw.
His rival, his partner, and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
That poor bastard. Clinton, what else happened in round five besides Tucker going to Raw?
Okay. So you got Murphy got drafted to SmackDown.
Okay.
Tucker went to Raw. Kalisto went to SmackDown. And then the final pick was Drew Gulak going to Raw. All
right, so. Oh, and didn't. And Humberto Carrillo went to Raw too, or is staying on Raw too, right, Cliff?
Yeah. Humberto Carrillo staying on Raw.
All right, so Carrillo, Tucker, Gulak on Raw, Kalisto, and. And Murphy going to SmackDown. And that means Mickey James, Lince Dorado, and Grand Metalik were actually undrafted. Right, Clintus?
Right.
But so they could sign wherever they want. So the Lucha House Party might not actually be getting split up.
Yeah.
I know that's breaking news to some people.
Well, they've been kind of feuding with each other, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
what's
that? Anything else on pack here? Or?
Well, I mean, obviously we're going to give our kind of our thoughts for night two, right? The thing I'll say about this draft is there was some disappointing parts to me. Yeah. We got into it. I still think there should have been a draft. That should have been a draft lottery.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
What is there to preview on? Do we know the names and everything?
I know the majority of the names. Obviously, Bailey still has to be drafted. The Profits still have to be drafted. Randy, The Fiend, Kevin Owens, Aleister Black, Retribution, technically. Cesaro, Strowman. Dabba Kato's even eligible to be drafted. The guy from Raw Underground. Ziggler and Rude.
Is Raw Underground canceled, by the way? Is that over now?
Okay.
I think they did cancel it. I think they just kind of just scrapped it altogether.
I heard that the reason why they haven't been having it lately is because they don't have enough bodies to stand in Raw Underground because of the whole COVID-19 outbreak. So they don't have enough people to just stand around and do nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I thought it was a cool segment for what they were able to do. And they were pushing. Here's the thing, though. They ruined it for me when the two guys that they were pushing, Arturo Ruas and Dabba Kato, when they both got beat by, well, Ruas got beat by Dolph Ziggler. And Dabba Kato got knocked out with a right hand by Braun Strowman. So the two guys that were basically, they were using Raw Underground to push these two guys. Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean,
they do have some matches set up. They have Kevin Owens and Elsa Brack supposed to go one-on-one in a no disqualification match. You're also supposed to advertising Mustafa Ali supposed to speak. That's his reason why he joined Retribution. That was the only thing he had set for Raw. They announced for Raw this coming Monday, for tomorrow night.
Okay. I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, it's not. I'm interested to see. I really want to know if they're going to fuck up this whole thing with the Raw and SmackDown tag titles. Because I just got that feeling.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you think that maybe USA didn't watch the show Friday night? Is that a possibility?
No.
That USA was not watching SmackDown Friday night, and that's why they made the pick saying, oh, yeah, Kofi and Xavier are coming to Raw, but they're SmackDown Tag Team Champions?
Well,
yeah.
Maybe
I mean, people are that stupid, right?
Well, you never know. Maybe the way WWE is, they are that not stupid. That says you might just say Street Profits get drafted to SmackDown, and he might have this stupid interaction, and they just trade belts backstage and go about the business.
I'm almost expecting that to happen.
I can see that.
Like, yeah. I'm really expecting that to happen. Unless the Street Profits drop the Raw tag titles to Miz and Morrison tomorrow night.
Which could happen. But then...
Yeah.
And then maybe New Day defend their titles on Raw tomorrow.
And then Cesaro... And then, whatchamacallit? And then Cesaro and Nakamura... They get drafted to SmackDown, and in the SmackDown, in that six-man tag match on SmackDown Friday night, they have Cesaro and Nakamura win the belts back, and then...
Is that six-man for the belts?
No. I'm saying you can make it for the belts.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Then...
Okay.
And then what you can do... Follow me here. Is... You can actually have, because they lose, you can actually have Big E beat the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Their final hurrah, their swan song, right? They lose the match, and Big E's just like, you know what? Fuck you guys. I can do better than you assholes. And then just beat the shit out of them.
And he turns heel.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I like that.
So I did bring up the superstars eligible for Monday night's list for the draft. I have it right here. It's going to be Andrade, Bayley, Aleister Black, Alexa Bliss, Daniel Bryan, Carmella, King Corbin, Apollo Crews, Nikki Cross, Ziggler and Root, Elias, Eric, the Viking Raider.
I knew he was going to say that.
Lacey Evans, Charlotte Flair, Jeff Hardy, Billy Kay, Lana, Keith Lee, Roderick Moss, Natalya, Titus O'Neil, Randy Orton, Kevin Owens, R-Truth, The Whole Retribution, Matt Riddle, The Riot Squad, Peyton Royce, Sheamus, Shinsuke Cesaro, Street Profits, Braun Strowman, Tamina, Tamina Vega, Bray Wyatt, and then ending it off with Sami Zayn.
We'll see what happens. I mean, I think if Bray Wyatt gets drafted, which I think that's the talk.
Yeah,
I think Alexa's going to win.
If she doesn't, that'd be fucking stupid. Because that story's the best thing about SmackDown.
Yeah, but here's the thing: is that like, I don't put it past WWE to do something stupid.
They can't.
No, they will do something stupid. I guarantee. WWE will do something stupid. They already done something stupid right now, splitting up the New Day. It's the dumbest thing out there. I mean, and dude, everybody
the highest, like, don't the New Day sell like something like that?
Yeah, they are one of the highest selling superstars.
I was just going to say, because they got more merch out there than anybody, don't they?
Yeah, literally, they got fucking pancake mix.
They got pancake mix. They had their own cereal. I mean,
yeah. Oh, yeah, they're huge. Anything else you guys want to get into, or?
I don't really.
What are some matches that you guys want to see? Like, you think the Fiend would go for the title if he goes to Raw?
I wouldn't mind seeing the Fiend go against Drew McIntyre.
Oh yeah, Fiend and McIntyre.
I would like to see that.
AJ and McIntyre, like I said earlier.
AJ and McIntyre.
Yeah.
Like Dougie said, Bianca Belair Banks would be cool.
New Day and Miz and Morrison, I guess.
You've seen that 100 times.
Yeah.
Miz and Morrison and the Viking Raiders.
Well, once Ivar is healthy.
Yeah.
Matt Riddle. Here's the thing: either draft Matt Riddle to Raw or draft Aleister Black to SmackDown, and let's get Matt Riddle versus Aleister Black.
That would be.
Go ahead, Eric.
Oh, go ahead, Doug.
Go ahead.
You said they're gonna do something stupid. Watch them break up the Usos.
That would be stupid.
Well, and Clint, Jimmy's not eligible, is he?
Well, that's one thing. Jimmy is not on the list on Monday night. Jimmy is
Lars Sullivan's on the list though, right? Isn't he eligible now?
They did announce Lars Sullivan as part of the Monday Night Raw. Stephanie announced that, but it's not on the list.
Okay.
I mean, that could happen. Another match I would actually like to see them try to do, again, it would have to either be Aleister Black would have to be drafted in SmackDown or even draft Jeff Hardy to Raw. I'd like to see Aleister Black versus Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
I want to be back.
See what happens.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird us talking about the current product, isn't it?
Yeah.
We did that on the show.
We did today. All right, guys. I think
we haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
I think we're actually going to wrap it up. We're at about an hour here. So.
All right. Do you want me to plug the poll one more time?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. So this Friday night on the podcast, on the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, your four poll options. And as soon as we're done here, Eric's going to post it on Twitter and on other groups. I'm going to post it in the Old School Wrestling group. Your four poll options is going to be a pay-per-view retrospective. Your four options are WWF In Your House, The Great White North from October of 1995, WCW Halloween Havoc 1995, WCW Halloween Havoc 1998, and WWF No Mercy 2000.
Yes.
So those polls are up. Go ahead and vote. And we'll see what we end up having to do on Friday. I'm going to have to tell Stevie that we changed our mind and we're doing that. So now that's going to be interesting. I can't see what wins that, because I can't wait to see what Daniel and I are going to have to watch.
And me.
Yeah. And there's going to be no Thursday night football game this week, so.
Yes, no Thursday night football this week, so.
All right, guys. That was our WWE draft recap of night one, our preview of night two. This has been Unscripted Wrestling. Eric, Clinton, Doug, thank you guys so much.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
All right, bye.
Bye, guys.